From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
Montserrat has declared a disaster area and seeks foreign aid after being blanketed with volcanic ash. Trinidadians vote in municipal elections, and a Cuban rights monitor says a recent crackdown has led to the biggest growth in jail dissidents for years. I'm Bertrand Miles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
One of the major decisions taken by the VEG was to declare the entire island a disaster area.
That stark announcement of the situation in Montserrat was made by Richard Aspin from the governor's office. The governor and the volcanic emergency team, VGE, have been meeting most of the day following the collapse of the dome of the Soufre Hills volcano on Saturday, spewing clouds of ash across the British territory. Chief Minister John Osborne said the entire island had taken a beating from the ash, with agriculture the hardest hit. The statement from the governor's office said a full assessment of immediate needs was being prepared for the British Foreign Office and international aid donors. Today, residents of Montserrat continue the laborious task of cleaning up their ash-filled homes. Many residents fled to Britain, the United States, or neighboring islands after the initial 1995 eruption, reducing the population from 11,000 to less than 5,000. I spoke to some of them today and asked